That's the Danny Kolke Trio from a new recording called When You're Smiling. Danny Kolke at the piano with Michael Glenn on bass, Greg Williamson at the drums. Duke Ellington's don't get around much anymore. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. We have a new recording by a trio that's been working together in Portland for about 10 years or so. Rebecca Kilgore is the singer, Randy Porter on piano, Tom Wakeling on bass. And from a new album titled Rebecca Kilgore Trio Volume 1, we'll hear them doing a pair of blue-tinged tunes. The first one is the Don Wolfe, Bill Davis tune from 1952 called Azure Tay. They'll blend that with Duke Ellington's Azure. Rebecca Kilgore Trio.
Gone and got the blues in Paris. Paris blues called Azure Tay. How can I be blue in Paris? Easy, 'cause you're far away. Can't lose these blues, this azure day. Montmartre, springtime, Eiffel Tower, funny taxis, kids at play. Paris without you is lonesome, yearning more and more each day. To lose these blues, this azure day. Do you?
That's a tune titled Sailing, an original composition by Rick Lepinen, who played electric bass on that tune. He was joined by Ron Peters and Brian Monroney, the guitars, Susan Pascal on vibes, Brad Bowl on drums. Sailing by Rick Lepinen. Traditionally, the first Saturday in May is opening day of the boating season. I don't think they celebrated it this year. I did read, however, that Duck Dodge is coming back in a limited way. Starting next Tuesday, there'll be a lot of boats out on Lake Union. I used to sail in the Duck Dodge all the time, but I sold my boat last year. Before Rick Lepinen's tune Sailing, we were listening to Rebecca Kilgore Trio. Rebecca on the vocal, Randy Porter piano, Tom Wakeling on bass. And from their new album, their first together, that was Azure Tay mostly, a bit of Ellington's Azure in there. The Don Wolfe Bill Davis tune dates from 1952. Rebecca Kilgore Trio, nice album. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene every Sunday afternoon at this time. I'm Jim Wilkie. There's a live stream concert today by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. It's part of their series, and it will be live streamed only tonight at 7 o'clock. They'll feature music composed or featuring members of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. Coming up, some other live stream concerts include the Greg Shorter Quartet performing next Friday, the 14th, at Boxley's. JazzClubsNorthwest.org has music on Fridays and Saturdays. Kelly Johnson will be on a live stream concert at the Royal Room next Friday, the 14th, at 7:30, presented by Earshot, as they do every Friday night. Earshot also presents jazz on alternate Saturdays at Town Hall, and Thomas Marriott's quartet with Mark Seals on piano and keyboards at Town Hall on Saturday the 15th. And Rick Mandyke, John Stoll, Jeff Johnson, and John Bishop team up for a performance at Boxley's Saturday the 15th. That'll be live streamed as well. May 20th through the 23rd, I think some actual in-person concerts taking place at the Lake Chelan Wine and Jazz Festival. Various locations around Lake Chelan: Dimitri Matheny, Greta Matassa, Bill Anschel, Thursday through Sunday, the Lake Chelan Wine and Jazz Festival, May 20th through the 23rd. For more information, be sure to check the KNKX website, the community page about other virtual performances. Here's a song from Kelly Johnson performing a live stream concert at the Royal Room next Friday. This is from Kelly Johnson's album, Something Good. And it's an interesting treatment of Lullaby of Birdland, usually, virtually always, swung. This time she does it as an out-of-tempo ballad, to very good effect, with John Hansen at the piano.
Lullaby of Birdland, that's what I always hear when you sigh. Never in my wordland could there be ways to reveal in a phrase how I feel. Have you ever heard two turtle doves, Bill and Coo, when they love? That's the kind of magic music we make with our lips when we kiss. And there's a weepy old willow, he really knows how to cry. That's how I'd cry on my pillow if you should tell me farewell and goodbye. Lullaby of Birdland, whisper low, kiss me sweet, and we'll go flying high in Birdland, high in the sky, up above, all because we're in love.
lullaby of birdland, that's what I always hear when you sigh. Never in my wordland could there be ways to reveal in a phrase how I feel. Have you ever heard two turtle doves bill and coo when they love? That's the kind of magic music we make with our lips when we kiss. There's a weepy old willow, he really knows how to cry. That's how I'd cry on my pillow if you should tell me farewell and goodbye. Lullaby of birdland, whisper low, kiss me sweet and we'll go flying high in birdland, high in the sky up above.
Thank you.
Eddie Haywood's song Canadian Sunset, as arranged by Jill Townsend for a little big band led by Corey Weeds, who was the tenor saxophonist there in Canadian Sunset. The baritone saxophonist was Gary Smullyan. This 11-piece band is made up of a combination of Vancouver and New York musicians. The album titled Explosion, Corey Weeds' Little Big Band, arranged by Jill Townsend. Before that, we were listening to Lullaby of Birdland, done by Kelly Johnson with her group, including John Hansen on piano, Michael Glenn bass, Kendrick Scott on drums, and the soprano sax work there by Jay Thomas from Kelly Johnson's album Something Good. Kelly, as we mentioned earlier, is going to be doing a live stream concert from the Royal Room next Friday, the 14th, presented by Earshot. 88.5 KNKX connecting you with the regional jazz scene every Sunday afternoon at this time on Jazz Northwest. Next is a tune from an album by the KO Ensemble. This is Kate Olson on soprano sax with Alex Gilbert on piano and a Kate Olson original called Afterthoughts.
Thank you.
That's a tune called Shoreline, composed by Ryan Burns, who was the pianist in there. That quartet, everybody getting solo space, including an impressive solo from Michael Glenn on bass. Brian Monroney was the guitarist, Matt Jorgensen on drums. Shoreline by Ryan Burns from his album Postponed Parade. Before that, soprano saxophonist Kate Olson and her KO ensemble with Alex Gilbert on piano and Kate Olson's tune Afterthoughts. 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the regional jazz scene on Jazz Northwest. And next up is a piece inspired by Keith Jarrett, composed by Daniel Herzog and played by his jazz orchestra, featuring Frank Carlberg at the piano. This is Motion.
Thank you.
From the album Night Devoid of Stars, the Daniel Herzog Jazz Orchestra of Vancouver, BC. A few New Yorkers tossed in here as well, I believe, but the principal soloists there were Noah Preminger on tenor saxophone, Frank Kerlberg on piano, and notably some Michael Sarin on drums as well. The piece titled Motion was composed and arranged by Daniel Herzog. And that's our show for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music here. We're here every Sunday afternoon at this time from 2 until 3 Pacific to share some music by some of our great resident musicians and visitors to the area. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next. We have a podcast available, or you can stream the program anytime by going to jazznw.org. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.